stars. And there you have it, 10 seconds away. Thursday, April 16th, we're ringing that closing bell, everybody. And I do want to take a look at the action today as the market settles. As Matt and I have been mentioning, really very similar to what we saw yesterday. You know, the market's not doing too much for a lot of the day. And then as we've been getting closer and closer to that closing bell, we've definitely picked up some momentum. We're just finishing off our highs. The S&P 500 up 1.5% at 864. And checking in on the Dow 30, similar story, off its best levels, but nonetheless, more than a 1% gain, almost 1.2%, 8123. And checking in on the technology trade, the NASDAQ specifically, this has definitely been the outperformer throughout the day, seeing gains really throughout most of the session. Right now, at the close, 2.7% higher at 1670. Now, almost every one of the
revenue, I've got the numbers on Google, by the way, just coming out right now. $5.1 billion on revenue. Estimate was for a revenue of $4.09 billion. The earnings coming out non-GAAP at $5.16 a share. The estimate was $4.93 a share. That stock is moving immediately on the upside in the extended hours as we just get this report out on the wires right now. We're going to look behind the numbers. We're going to get you 4.1 on revenue, excluding items, 4.1 on revenue. So we're going to go behind the numbers and get you more details. These are just
Rádio 2.0.
We certainly did have some panic selling, you know, in those periods you talked about. However, going back to the ICI data, you know, that's very clear. Investment Company Institute measures it. All equity mutual funds. We're at $6.5 trillion January 1st, 08. March 1st, 09, we're at $3.1 trillion. The only outflows that we had were $0.1 trillion. That is amazing. Even the assets in our Federated Prudent Bear Fund are essentially flat where they were a year ago, even though we've had, you know, 27% increase in value at the end of the
O Cubo. Domingo para segunda, 0 horas.
From southern neighbors for more resources to fight the crisis and renewed warnings against protectionist measures. Brazilian President Lula da Silva turned up the heat ahead of the summit, repeating past comments that white people with blue eyes were responsible for the crisis, a message directed at bankers and policymakers from developed countries.
Wide awake and abstract, ideas blur with flashbacks. Today could be then or last week. Distance makes the truth clear, still gotta get out of here as green glass gets bleaker than bleak. Oh, it's so hard to dance when the system's got no low end. No subs means no love means no fun. And all the boys in the street keeping time on repeat, keeping time till the last song's done. Time for gradients, time. As you, so say farewell to that last phase. Hey pal, these are the days. Everything's moving so fast. Young men with such foresight, forward in your birthright. Join in, cause this time it's gonna last.
This is it. This is us, here we go. This is it, this is us, here we go. This is it, this is us, here we go. This is it, this is us, here we go. We'll be right back.
You protest your news.
Protectionism's like a drug. It can give relief in the short term, but very quickly afterwards it plunges its victim into a long depression.
Uma prolongada depressão.
Increasingly, Latin America sees itself as an innocent victim of the crisis. According to the United Nations, South America will soon slide into recession after 6 years of growth.
Thank you. a way to relieve the pressure, and be able to make sure that the government doesn't get too big, too out of control, because both parties have been taking us there. What redress do states have if you're tired of being kicked around by the federal government, and there are a few of those states that feel that way. Randy Barnett is a professor at Georgetown Law. He argued state rights case before the Supreme Court when he defended the power for California to authorize medical marijuana. He's the author of Restoring the Lost Constitution.
Is your book boring or is it reading?
Sometimes professors read their rights and they're like, is it good?
My book is intended to be accessible to the average constitution-loving American.
Okay. It seems to be getting fewer and fewer lately.
I did want to mention that my brother was at the Alamo and watched you there and had a great time. My brother Howard and my niece Jar. He's a big fan of yours. Extremist.
Cubo, domingo para segunda, 00:00.
Haunted.
crafty message written in the eaves, the ground beneath my feet, the art garbage and concrete. And now the tops of buildings, I can see them too.
Your day breaks, I'll turn you out in time. Is it good?